My name is David Wortman, and I am an attorney.
And what do you specialize in?
I don't really specialize, but our office focuses on residential real estate in Brunswick County. We also do some criminal as well as some family law.
And how long have you lived in Wilmington?
I moved to Wilmington when I was 3 years old. So I went to North Carolina after high school, went to high school at New Hanover High School, went to law school in Pennsylvania, moved back to the area to open up my own practice.
And you are running for a seat on the New Hanover County Board of Education.
I am. Yes, ma'am.
Why?
That's a question that I get a lot as to why I'm running for the school board, which has caused me to think about why I'm doing it. And my response is it's really as simple that I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old son. I have a lot of friends who have children, and I grew up in the area. And I think it's really important that children in New Hanover County have quality education. And I think that by becoming a member on the school board, I can help those children to make sure they get the education they deserve.
Did you go through the public school system as a kid?
I did. I graduated from New Hanover High School. My brother graduated from New Hanover High School, and my sister graduated in the mid-2000s. She'd probably be mad that I don't know the exact date, but she graduated from Hoggard.
If you did get elected to the board, what is the first thing that you'd want to do? What is the issue that's sort of staring you in the face that you'd like to change or improve or do something about?
I think that if you look up the composition of the school board, you have members that have been on the school board for a long time. I think the one thing that the school board is missing right now is representation from people who actually are getting ready to go through the decisions that the school board makes. One of the priorities that I would see on becoming on the school board would be allowing a medium between the parents, students, and teachers and the board. So I'd be able, by talking to all those people, to bring those ideas to the board and help make those decisions, whether it be technology decisions, decisions of how to spend our money for the school board bond that was passed in 2014. I think that the school board needs those that type of representation, and that's why I'm really running.
So are you saying that you feel like there isn't really good communication now between members of the school board and the constituents they serve?
Yes, and I think importantly, in order to have that communication, you have to have members of the board that are actually living the decisions that the school board make. And that's really what we're talking about with all these. I'm getting calls from parents, from talking to students, talking to teachers, and that's really, I think, what's lacking on the school board right now.
As you get these calls from people, what kinds of concerns are you hearing?
It's not mainly, I guess the concerns that they're really hearing, that I'm hearing from the constituents, are that their views, their points of views, are not being taken and considered when decisions are making. For example, from the Forest Hills School, the immersion program, there were a lot of parents that were upset, not necessarily at the decision the school board made, but instead, they didn't feel like they had a voice, and they were voicing concerns as whether to keep the immersion program at Forest Hills or to delay it for a year. And I don't believe those parents and teachers that were also speaking believed that their voice was being heard.
So just taking a look at some of the magnet schools that are within the New Hanover County Public School mm-hmm. System, what do you think about the performance of those schools, and is there anything to be done there?
You look at the magnet schools, especially the year-round schools, and the year-round schools, and I actually just looked up the statistics, are operating and achieving higher levels of proficiency than the other schools are. One of the concerns that I have is we have 10 to 11 schools that are actually operating in elementary schools are operating below the average of the state in reading and math levels. And as you know, the North Carolina education system is mired in the middle with all of our states. So we're actually operating below the national average. And that's a concern, especially since U-Haul just 3 days ago indicated that North Carolina is the number one growing state in the country. You look at Wilmington, and Wilmington has a beach. Everyone wants to come live at the beach, raise your family at the beach. But when you look at where you want to live, you look at several things. Jobs. You know, we have Live Oak Bank, we have PPD that's attracting young professionals to the area. But education is a huge consideration of where they want their children to go to school.
And so how do you go about improving the performance of a school? What does it need?
I think what you need to do is you need to look at the schools that are excelling. We have a lot of good schools, good elementary schools, good middle schools, and good high schools. I think you need to really take a look at what they're doing and implementing those programs, changes into some of the schools that aren't doing well. I want to make my goal would be to make every school great. So you have great schools in the area, but I think we need to take the, as I said, programs that those great schools are doing and implement them in schools that aren't doing great. It's been, we've had a lot of time to figure out what, we've tried a lot of different things with some of the schools in order to make them great, and they haven't worked. New ideas, fresh ideas, new faces on the school board would certainly help to make those some new ideas and see if we can improve those schools.
Several years ago, UNC did a study and found that 91% of minority communities in New Hanover County have a high-poverty elementary school as their closest school. What does that statistic tell you? And is that a result of neighborhood schools? Do we need to look at neighborhood schools, or is there something else to be done? Is that an issue in your mind?
I think it absolutely is an issue because a lot of the children in Hanover County are going to those schools. I think you have those Title I schools where they're getting money. I think we need to look at additional resources we can put into those schools. I think we need to look at additional funding maybe from Title I. We need to look how the community can help to establish maybe some after school programs. I'm a firm believer that your education system begins at home. You go to school for 6 or 7 hours a day, depending on if you're year-round or not, 9 months. You need great teachers. You need to make sure that we have those teachers here. Teachers not only need to be great educators, but they need to be mentors, and they need to be leaders. Having those teachers in the area and having those teachers teach our students will absolutely help our schools. And we need to figure out ways to keep the great teachers here in North Carolina, and more specifically in New Hanover County, at the beach, where everyone wants to live.
What do you think about charter schools? What role should they play in the school system?
Charter schools are a very good benefit for public schools. One thing that they allow public schools to do is, and as you know, we can use different teaching philosophies in those charter schools and allow those philosophies to carry over into some of the public schools. We can use those charter schools and look at some of the things those charter schools are doing right and integrate those into the schools that are doing great and the schools that are in the lower income areas.
Okay, so you're elected to the Board of Education. Your first, say, month on the board, you don't have to build consensus. You have a magic wand and you can get anything done. What do you do?
My first month on the school board, I think that the most important thing for me is to making sure that all children have a good quality education. And that really starts with taking a look at some of these schools that are really doing it right, and figuring out those programs and using those programs to get to the schools that aren't doing as great. Talking to the principals, talking to the teachers. I think that's one thing that's missing from the school board right now is we're not talking to the teachers enough and having those teachers tell us the ideas and see what's going on in the schools. That is where we need to make our decision based on what those teachers are seeing because they're here every day.
Is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't talked about that you think it's important for people to know about you?
I believe strongly that the board really needs representation from someone that's in the school system. I believe that serving on the school board is a service to the community. It's not something that we need to, and it's not something that I would plan to do forever. It's my time to run for the school board. It's my time to be on the school board. Because I believe that I can make decisions that will help the children of New Hanover County. And ultimately, that's really what it's all about. It's about my 3-year-old, my 1-year-old. It's about my friend's kids, and it's about all kids in New Hanover County. And I think we need to understand that should be the focus of all the decisions that are made on the school board.
David Wortman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for the time.